Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngari zamanyi.
At God a mighty hand clap.
Omwebaze olw'okwongera okujjukiza.
You thank him for reminding you.
Cherije tugenda.
That where we are going.
Tugenda kulwanagana nsoro.
We are going to fight with the beast.
Obwakabaka bwa Satan.
The kingdom of Satan.
Omanyana lwana nsoro.
You want to fight with the beast.
Ogenda n'ekitala kyo.
You go with your sword.
Yo ebetegese amanyo amoch.
Prepared the sharp tooth.
Aganuno aganyu omusayi n'obulamu.
Which suck blood and life.
Ebetegese amara okutagula.
Prepared the nails to scratch you.
You have to
go with the sword of the word of God.
And it is
sharp on both edges. As they say in Hebrews 4, verse 12, you go with the double-edged sword. If you cut both sides, when the beast gets on the nails, you cut. When the
beast gets
the tooth to suck blood, you cut. Yes. Those who went in the fight of the beast and they never knew. And they went with a sword in the face. And it has all the seals on it. What the beast did to them, it smote them. It recruited them in its army. So the kingdom of Satan, the evil spirit, it struck them after recruited them in its army. Threw them on the door to go into the heavens.
It
told them, don't allow any person who comes to enter here. As within the Matthew 23, verse
13,
they said the Pharisees and the scribes, they stood to the door which goes to heaven. Themselves never enter. Even those who come to enter, they do not allow them. Who put them right on the door? Yet the beast, the kingdom of Satan, the evil spirit, it struck, beat them. It told them right now, if you two don't want to die by yourselves, stand right here at the door, which goes to heaven. You hinder everyone who comes to enter. Keep them there and they think they are entering. Yet they should not enter. Right now you've been beaten so badly. But prepare your sword and it's double-edged. We are going to enter out in the field in the many waters. Yes. When you go in the many waters, not prepare the boat and the ladder. It's a language. If you reach the world in the language you're meant to speak, which makes you swim proper. Bible says Revelation 17, verse 15, that the many waters that you saw, where the beast comes from, that beast is the kingdom of Satan, the evil spirit,
that
the nation, languages, and tongues, that's where we are going. That is many waters, deep waters. You may fall in there, and your leather is not good.
If
you're not a good swimmer,
you
go in the world and you know how to swim. How do you swim? The water must be in the world, is where you have been doing training. This is a new language.
You have to
swim the water in the world and do practice.
You
reach in the waters in the world. Remember how you we are swimming in the world. Verse by verse, the world you will swim, get out when it's done nothing on you.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much.
No,
in the world when you move verse by verse, command by command, there a little.
And
the sea dries up.
The evil
spirit in the people, it gets destroyed. And Satan sends that sea and it chases you. Revelations 12. Yes. Out of the dragon came a river. It attacked the woman and the world opened up and it swallowed it. But that evil spirit is in the world.
It's
like the flood of waters which want to take up many. It has problems and troubles it brings. Now you have to be careful. We are going in the many waters. And it's deep waters. Lands, nations, and languages. The spirit reigns over those floods. It's evil. Praise Jesus much. Language, hope you've understood it well. Passing through teaching of Holy Spirit. That he taught us. Through teacher Banji.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we don't want to take more time in that session. We want to move on with the sixth standard strategy of God of fulfilling his worldwide promised call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich unto you the sixth standard strategy of God of fulfilling his worldwide promised call. And in this call, God has called all nations. They work with him in this final work on the planet Earth. That he's given you spearhead that work.
And
that final work on this planet Earth, it is the revival. It is the revival and restoration of all things. God spoke in his prophets who were here from the beginning. It's the New and the Old Testament. Be known the way they were meant to be, the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. This sixth strategy, this sixth standard strategy of God, it's one of those which help us to fulfill that work until the Lord Jesus will come back. The strategy known as the harvesters of human spirits, to get them from earth, to take them back to heaven. As we save them from hell, from death, hell, and the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As he told us in Matthew chapter 9, verse
7
to verse
40,
that the harvest is plenteous,
but
the laborers are very few. Say we pray to the Lord of the harvest, our Lord God the Father. He sends many ministers, including the holy angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Ministers right now are being prepared under the two God's heavenly governments on the earth. Yes. These governments in which we prepare those who have these spirits right now in the last harvests on this earth.
Government is soka.
The first government.
Ye government ya katuna muga. Ye government ya katuna muguru kusi.
It's God's heavenly government on the earth.
Vuna izibuwa yokuaba ngi bikoleba muguru kuleba kusi.
To see things done in heavens are done on earth.
Ngabu ya suvisa wari mu Isaiah sura yomwenda.
As promised in Isaiah chapter 9.
Oromukaga noromusa.
Verse 6-7.
Era ngabu yogirwa komuruka kuminemu orunyiri ruri orokubiri.
In Luke chapter 11 verse 2.
Nemata isura yomukaga noromwenda
orokubiri. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 9-10, that thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Even to see that the counsel of God in heaven
is
established on the earth. As I say in Job chapter 38, verse 33. So it means you meant to work in God's heavenly government on the earth. That is the main responsibility. To see the things done in heaven, we first understand them. It will prove they are done on the earth. For example, gatherings like worship and praise of God and the many others, those done in heaven. And there is the counsel of God who is in heaven, and it's not done in heaven, yet it has to be established on the earth.
For
example, Mark chapter 12, verse 25 downwards. In heaven we shall not marry, we shall not get married, but we shall be like angels. But the counsel of God in heaven on earth, issues of marrying and getting married. In the first Corinthians chapter 11,
it says
every man get their own wife, every woman get their own husband. That counsel of heaven meant to be done here. It's your responsibility.
Who
works in God's heavenly government on the earth, as its eight departments are. And still we shall be working in the second
government
known as the central government. God is government in the governments of the world.
And
why it is called the central government?
Able
to reconcile God's heavenly government on the earth, which works within church, with governments of the world. Governments of the world to understand that there is God's heavenly government on the earth which works within church. And we as the church, we understand that there are governments which are in the world.
It's
one who put them in place to have responsibilities they fulfill. Yes. What he promised in Daniel 4, verse 24-26, that they will get to know God rules in their governments, heaven's rule in the governments of men. But as still say in Romans, Romans 13, verse 1-4, the leadership does not come from God.
Argues
against leadership in the world.
Argues
against the ordinances of God. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That,
in Titus chapter 3, teach them to subject to leaders. There is a lot of reconciliation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Why it's called God's government and governments of the world? Because departments within it, they are just like those of the world. But there are intentions. It's to guide those of the world and to prove that governments of the world understand that God rules in their governments. 99%.
Now we're
going to be working in that central government. Every day it will be our responsibility. Praise Jesus much. To move to see that governments of the world, they concerned with God's heavenly government work within church. Each to understand responsibility of the other.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And we shall know that why we have departments are just like of departments of the world. To prove that we guide the governments of the world to do the will of God. And to move to prove them that God rules in their government. 99%.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. So we decided
department
began to see a department which make up God's heavenly government on the earth. Those you know of well. Department of Holy Church of God on the earth.
Department
Department of deacons and bishops.
Department Department
of the judges of Holy Church of God on the earth.
Department
Department of elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Department
we saw department of the brethren, the musicians, the singers.
Department
we saw department of the teaching priests in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Then department
and we saw department of holy angels of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
In
there are seven groups. Right now, in this time, we move on to conclude the eighth department of God's heavenly government on the earth. Department of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth, as it is in heaven. Move to the second part. Yes. Is it not where we are? Yes. The second part
department
of the eighth department of God's heavenly government on the earth. Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. In the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We studied very many things. According to Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, even 20,
understood
first that verse 19,
we
say where two or three agree on the earth,
anything
they agree upon, the Father will do it for them. But we understood, we don't know how to pray the way we ought to, according to James chapter
4,
verse
1
to
4.
And so that those who can agree in that prayer, they must have been led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. According to Romans chapter
8,
verse
26-27,
if we don't know how to pray the way we ought to, but the Spirit bears our weakness to search our hearts,
it
does it for us as the will of God is.
And it meant
not every agreement you agree upon any word, if you've gathered as a church, that it can be done. Except when the Spirit has led it, means the Holy Spirit has to be present. When
we
look at that verse 20, we are told where two, three gather for the sake of Jesus.
He
too will be in their midst.
But
we read in Revelation chapter
1,
verse 11 and 12,
and
told us he moved in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
In
these seven golden lampstands, each one of them, it shows fullness of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of us appeared in the sign of the dove as he was shining. As we read in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 17,
when
the Spirit came down the son of the dove as was lighting, and the Father proved that that is my son, whom I rejoice, you listen to him.
It
meant that you cannot be of God,
no
church to be a church of God until
it's
led by the Holy Spirit. Because according to Romans chapter 8, verse 14,
you
read those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Praise Jesus much.
When we
read Romans chapter 8, verse
9,
see, if you do not have the Spirit of God,
defend
the Spirit of Christ, you are not His. Now we were able to understand many things. Except there is presence of the Holy Spirit and He has led, that's when there is church. That's when the Holy Ones of God appear. And as we were analyzing Matthew chapter 3, verse 16,
the
Spirit appeared instead of the dove as He lights. His fullness, we move to look for it, appear in the seven spirits. When we went to look to Exodus 25, verse 37, and we saw the seven lampstands upon the seven lamps of fire burning. Praise Jesus much.
And
we wanted to analyze this lampstand, the way it is made, in Exodus chapter 25, verse 31 up to 32. And we saw the lampstand, it has two bases, the bigger and the small one. It cometh out as the lampstand in the middle of them.
It
gets out three branches on the right hand,
spend
three branches on the left hand, make total of seven branches. Where there are seven lamps of fire,
and
we moved on to understand those seven lamps of fire, they show the Holy Spirit who speaks from the throne of God, according to Revelation chapter 4, verse 5. Is it not that?
Wow.
We saw the seven lamps of fire burning before the throne of God. They told us they are the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus.
We
move to analyze Revelation chapter 5, verse 6.
And
he told us he saw the Lamb of God having seven horns and seven eyes. They are the seven spirits of God sent in the all
earth.
Except this Holy Spirit,
the
best where we gather from in His fullness, seven spirits of God which come from heaven, they can appear and there is no church which is there.
But
we are revealed of secrets of the seven horns, and we say these are not physical horns, you know, of the cow or in the shrines. But the mystery was in the 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13.
In
olden days they used the sign of the horn of the sheep, and they pour in anointing oil,
and
poured upon you when God chose you, and the Holy Spirit came upon you, and it fulfilled well what is in the Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Christ Jesus the Nazarite was anointed by the Holy Spirit, even power, went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by Satan, because God was with him.
So
where the Spirit of God, it's where God is.
And
we've analyzed all those.
As we saw
the 1 Corinthians chapter Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17 that our Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord Jesus is, there is liberty. Praise Jesus.
Man,
we ended
able to
understand the names of the seven spirits according to Isaiah chapter
2,
Isaiah chapter 11 verse
2,
and the Spirit is Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of God, even the Spirit of the Lord, the seven spirits of God. Where there is a rightful church, the holy ones of God,
and
he has to be present in his fullness, the seven spirits. In the end, we ended as we've been told that in Revelation chapter
1
verse
20,
that the seven lamps you saw, they are the seven churches.
God
to recognize that there is a church there, his holy one. The Holy Spirit has to be present there in his fullness. Sign of the dove which lightens, or the lampstand. Yes. All those, you have them in your book.
Me too,
I have them in my book. I read them from there.
Amen.
Yes.
Out
there, you say we are researchers.
Okay.
Fine.
Still,
if you are researchers, then we are very good.
Wow.
We need to be hearkened too. But we are amazing. We are researchers who are together with Holy Spirit, who searches even the unknown things of God and reveals them to us.
Okay,
in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, what eye has not seen, what ears have not heard, entered in the hearts of men, God prepared for those who love him. In the verse 10 he said that we were revealed to by the Spirit of God. For the Spirit of God searches all, even the deep things of God. In the verse 11 he said, what person knows the things of a man except the Spirit of man within him? Thus no one knows things of God except the Spirit of God within him. Him
comes
poured upon us for repentance. Proverbs 1 verse 23, he poured upon us his Holy Spirit,
caused
us understand his words.
He
appeared good researchers, and together with the Holy Spirit, and we sought the Lord, we analyzed him, we searched him, he told us in Proverbs 8 verse 17, he loved those who love him, diligently seek him, they see him.
We
search all the time with the Holy Spirit, and we saw the Lord. We searched where? Our research is not in the thickets, it's not in the bush and the mountains. Isaiah 34:16 says in the book of the Lord, and read, none will lack its man. His mouth spoke, the Holy Spirit gathered, and he told us, Jeremiah 29 verse 10 to 12, when you seek me with all your heart, you will see me. If you will search me and analyze me, I'll give you a better end than the beginning. So
thus
we are good researchers. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The heading we are on to today,
division,
we see the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, and the seven priests who represent them
in
commanding pre-proportion and above. Yes. That is the aspect we are covering today. Yes.
Division,
the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, in the seven priests who represent them, to be able to command pre-proportion and above. Yes.
Pre-proportion,
we speak of three portions of fullness of the Holy Spirit, even above. Praise Jesus, man.
So
we see the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
And
the seven priests who represent them who can command the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in triple portion and above. Yes. But the note I have told you of, that when we speak of triple portion, speaking can command the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, three times and above.
Triple portion.
We mean they can command the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, three times, even above, up to the everlasting,
unlimited spirit,
that up to the unlimited spirits,
unmeasured.
You cannot measure you are in which portion then.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we want to begin from there, that we can move on.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We last covered Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. Let's begin right from there. Revelation chapter 1, verse 20.
Ekyama ky'emmunyeenye omusanvu z'olabye mukono gwange ogwa ddyo, n'ettabaza omusanvu eza zaabu. Emmunyeenye omusanvu be bamalayika b'ekkanisa omusanvu, n'ettabaza z'ekkanisa omusanvu.
The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw at the seven churches. Yes. That part in Revelation 1 verse 20, when they say the seven lampstands you saw, they are the seven churches. It means where there is no fullness of Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, those sent in the whole earth,
which
is not manifest in that place. You present there, you're not considered to be charged. When you say you've gathered in the name of Jesus, there is no charge. But we told you that this lampstand, it has seven balls. Yes.
It's
seven branches. It will show the seven spirits of God. As we read Exodus 25, verse 31 and 32. Let's read there we hear. Exodus chapter 25 from verse 31.
Erori kola ekikondo ne zaabu ennungi. Ekikondo kiriwesebwa n'entobo yaakyo, n'omukonda gwakyo, n'ebikompe byakyo, n'emitwe gyakyo, n'ebimuli byakyo. Biribeera bya zaabu emu nakyo.
And you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. Of hammered work shall the lampstand be made. Its shafts, its branches, its balls, its knobs, and its flowers shall be of the same one piece. Verse 32.
N'amatabi mukaaga galiva mu mbirizi zaakyo. Amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo lumu. N'amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo olw'okubiri.
And six branches shall come out of the sides of it. Three branches of the lampstand out of one side, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other side. Yes. It means if you can connect well, Revelation 1 verse 20, when they said seven lampstands you saw, those are the seven churches.
Understand
this lampstand.
Exodus 25,
verse 31 and 32.
It's
made of seven branches.
Able to
show seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus,
man.
When we saw how it is lit,
according
to Exodus 25, verse 37.
We saw that
there are seven lamps of fire representing the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God. Let's read, we see. Exodus chapter
25,
verse
37.
And you shall make its seven lamps, and they shall light its lamps, that they may give light in front of it. Yes. You lightened seven lamps. Those lamps will be lit. Praise Jesus much. That is the shadow how it was in the Old Testament. In the house of the name of God, which was the building.
But
because the house of the name of God was changed, and it is now me and you. Now that is the Holy Spirit who is lit within us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Connect
Exodus 25 verse 37. That you will make it seven lamps. And you will light them. That was the shadow of the original. Right now we understood that is the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, according to Revelation chapter 4 and verse 5. And we told like this. Revelation 4 verse
5. Netabaza omusanvu ezomuliro ngazaka maso gentebe jemiyo musanvu ekya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Yes. It means this time we not need to lighten. We understood that when
we
come from Revelation chapter 1 verse 20, and
this
is the seven lampstands. They are the seven churches. This one which was in the
Loud
Philadelphia. When we understand that is present
there,
there is fullness of the Holy Spirit who appears in the lampstand. Revelation 1 verse 20, they have said that the seven golden lampstands you saw, there are the seven churches. Praise Jesus much.
So
that took us in Exodus chapter 25 verse 31 to 32.
The
lampstand, how is it made? So it has seven branches.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So that
these branches, they are lit upon seven lamps of fire. Exodus 25 verse 37.
We
wanted to move understand these lamps lit, what do they mean? Revelations 4 verse 5
says
the seven lamps of fire which burn before the throne of God, they are the seven spirits of God, those sent in the all
earth.
And those are the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, those sent in the all earth. And if it's not that, whatever has remained, it's the evil spirit. When we last had in Revelation 5, verse 6,
understood
these are the seven spirits of God sent in the all earth. If
it's
one who was sent, okay.
He came
down in Acts chapter 2. He came in the seven spirits.
And
when he's within us, It's when we appear to be church. Yes. Let's read Revelation, we see. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6.
Nenda ba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina, ne wakati w'abakadde, omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde, ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa, ng'alina amayembe musanvu, n'amaaso musanvu, gy'emye y'omusanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, although it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth. Yes.
God,
the Holy Spirit is sent in the earth. His fullness is made of the seven spirits. And when it goes beyond the earth, it's no more the Holy Spirit. You are on this ghost.
Here
today you call the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. That is the spirit sent. The seven spirits of God. The seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
He's
one who can prove now we are a church. For when He comes, He comes unto us and He comes within us. No more can light it physical. Yes. The lampstand has been lightened in us. As we first read. In John chapter 14, verse 17. When He spoke saying this. John chapter 14, verse 17.
Omwoyo wa mazima. Ensigwe tayinza kukkiriza, kubanga temulaba, so temumanyi, mwe mumutegeera, kubanga abeera gye muli, era anaabeeranga mu mmwe.
Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees Him not, neither knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Yes. Now we know Him. The world cannot receive Him. It cannot get Him because it knows Him not and does not see Him. We know Him, for you've understood Him, that the Holy Spirit made of His fullness seven spirits, the sign of the dove which lights, or the sign of the lampstand. The seven spirits of God, those sent in the whole earth, He came to dwell with us unto the world and to be within us.
And
the eyes of God upon which He sees us, that my church is there. Yes. And
He's
within us in His fullness. That's why in the world there has been things and they are called the church. Like the building, and they say it's the church. Yet the Spirit does not dwell in it. Yes.
This
is where it reaches and they say that it's true, we are the church. We are the house of God. But it has not proved until the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, appear in the sign of the dove which lightens, or the sign of the lampstand, the seven lampstands.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And is within us. That is why it was said in the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, in the verse 16 downwards, don't you know you are temples of God? The Spirit of God dwells within you.
Not,
in there is not a temple of God. It's never a church of God. Yes. Very clear. Let us read, we see.
1
Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
Temumanye nga muli yekalu ya Katonda, erango omwoyo gwa Katonda abeera mu mmwe.
Don't know you not that you are the temples of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
Olunyiro 17.
Verse 17.
Omuntu yenna bw'azikirizanga yeekaalu ya Katonda, Katonda ali muzikiriza oyo, kubanga yeekaalu ya Katonda entukuvu ye mmwe.
If any man defileth the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy. Which temple you are? Yes. But the Spirit has to first be within it. Have you seen that? And there it is said, it's where we become the holy church. When he speaks in the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20,
you see,
bought us with the price of the blood which cleanses us, because we become a temple of God, and the Holy Spirit sits in us. Have you understood well?
Have
to honor him in their bodies and our spirits, for they are of God and not for us. For now it is the church. And the Holy Spirit is right in there. Let's read with him.
1
Corinthians chapter
6,
verse
19.
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
Obate mumanyi, ngo mubiri gwamwe yeyekali yomo yomutukufu ali mumwe. Gwemuline yafa eri Katonda. Namwe temuli kubwa mwe.
What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have of God, and you are not your own. Verse 20.
Kubanga mwaguli wana muwendo, kale mugulumizenga Katonda, mumbiri gwamwe, nomoyo gwamwe, ibya Katonda.
For you are bought with the price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Yes. Our bodies, they become temple of God. The house of God. Of the Spirit of God. It's not him where he's going to sit as God. For heaven is his throne. And earth is his footstool. What house can we build for him? We
too
are his house and his church and the spiritual house. Yes. And it is of the Holy Spirit. Then we become the holy church. Always be there washed with water in the world. That removed every spot and the wrinkle. That appear as a church which is perfected very well.
Able
to appear be a perfected church. They said the seven lamps you saw, they are the seven churches. In those seven golden lampstands, it is the sign of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God. So what does it mean? And that's why revival was meant to be done. Because our Lord would not have found church here. When I read Ephesians chapter 5, I am told we are washed always with water through the word, that we can become a holy church without spot, none wrinkle. Yet we thought they are buildings. Those who would have understood that we are, it's us. Still we had no proof to prove that we are that church. What can prove is the fullness of the Holy Spirit and is in us. The seven spirits of God, which appear in the sign of the dove, even the lampstand, which shows seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Let's read in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 25.
Abasajja, mwagalenga bakazi bammwe.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Verse
26.
That he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Verse
27. Ngaterina bala ne wankuba dolufunyiro ne wankuba de chonne chifanana nga bino na yebere ntukuvu eteri ko bulema.
That he may present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot nor wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So Ephesians chapter
5, 26-27.
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and died for it, washed it with water through the word. that may present it to himself, a church without the spot, not a wrinkle, but it is holy. He did not die for buildings. There is much confusion out in the world. And they show, we are going to the church in the other place.
Chizimbe.
The building. Okay, perhaps it would have been.
But
what proves the Holy Spirit himself is not in there?
Yet,
what will prove that that is the church? As we seem to understand, perhaps we are the church, not the building. And still we had no proof until the proof of the Holy Spirit in his fullness appears in the sign of the dove which lights. And
in
the sign of the lampstand, which has seven lamps, which show fullness of Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Man. Apostle, the rightful church, it is not easy to be spotted out in the world because lies spread and we first thought that church is the building. As we seem to have understanding, perhaps it is ours, yet even proof we never had it. Yet he says, if indeed it will be a holy church,
it
must have been washed with water by the words. Yet this word must be passed through seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Yes. And it is purified to cleanse the church. Trouble had come at that point. Because the word of God, when
he speaks
of it in Psalms 12, verse
6,
that to be able to purify us,
it
too was purified seven times, more than gold and silver, passed in the furnace seven times. That's how it can purify us. It brings the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, spirit of the mighty of God, spirit of knowledge, the spirit of fear of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord. Man. Let's read Psalms, we see. Let's be hope you are moving slowly. The speed is not high. Are we together?
Okay.
Let us proceed on. Psalms chapter 12, verse 6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama by'ebigambo ebirongoofu, nga feeza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi, erongoosebwa emirundi omusanvu.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tested in a furnace of earth, purified seven times.
Yes.
Ebera birongoofu. They are pure, purified.
Okutukuza.
To purify you.
Obere kanisa
to be a holy church. As gold and silver seven times in the fire, they pass through seven spirits. We too release them.
They
pass through seven spirits to reach you and they purify you. Yes. That's why it tells us, Revelation chapter
1
and the verse 4, that which come from the seven spirits of God. Yes. They were passed through them and they got purified. Those with the seven spirits of God, they are ones who can take off seals from the scriptures. Those seven teaching priests,
we
are commanded by God in the scriptures. That's why you see, in the world there are much perversions in there. That's called church in the world. What is there is a fake thing.
Wow.
Now you see, now it means, if you say that we are lying, then God is a liar.
He
spoke of revival and restoration. For they have not spoken about unless there are faults. Sure.
until
some foundations have gotten wasted. As I told you, things of the church got wasted and ruined. They need to be revived.
It's your
action against revival. Which was commanded in the Bible, spoken in the history,
even
prophecies up to now they are being released, and it has to move from Uganda. Yes. You read Revelation, we see the words of God pass through seven spirits. Revelation chapter 1, verse 4.
Yokana eri kanisa omusanvu ezomu Asia ekisa kiberenga namwe n'emirembe biva eri oyo abaawo era eyabaawo era jjo okubaawo era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu ekiri mu maaso g'entebe ye.
John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Yes. They come from him who was. He's the Father. He was the one who was. Who is. Who is going to be. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He passed through seven divisions. Everything he gives us to be purified. And the scriptures are purified. He passed them through Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible says. Prophets never spoke what they wanted. But what came from God, as they are led by the Holy Spirit, they can appear pure. Amen. Right there, those are ones which can sanctify the church. You become a church. Now you might be a church and the Spirit yes has come, but you still have spots and wrinkles with yourself.
Yet,
you need to be purified with cleansed with water through the word. Yes. Fine. When I read 2 Peter chapter 1, prophets never spoke what they wanted. They came from God, but they never came direct to them.
No,
they have to pass through these seven spirits. The one of wisdom, he shows us.
He
purifies them filled with wisdom.
Now,
to interpret. Yes. God, and they interpret very well.
Oh, wow.
Man.
You cover die. Can you show me Peter to Rabbi?
Let's read Peter, we see.
Petero echokubiri, esule soka, noru nyiri, urwabiri mo urumu.
First Peter, chapter 1, from verse 19.
Petero echokubiri, esule soka, noru nyiri, wakumi na muenda.
First Peter, chapter 1, Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 19.
Erechi singa obunyuevu, tulina echigambo chaba nabi. Mukola bulungi okukiraba ekyo ng'etabazi yakira mu kifo ekyekizikiza okutuusa obudde bwe bulikya emunyenyekesa obudde neyaka mu mitima gyammwe.
We have also a most sure word of prophecy, to which you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts.
Olinyolwabiri.
Verse 20.
Nga mumaze okutegeera kino nti buli kigambo ky'abannabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekitegeeza kukoma kw'oyo.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of one's own interpretation. Verse 21.
Kubanga siwali kigambo ky'abannabbi ekyali kireeteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu, naye abantu baayogeranga ebyavanga eri Katonda nga baluŋŋamizibwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Yes. They come from God. But the Holy Spirit wants to move them very well in his fullness. They pass through seven spirits of God. That's why Revelation 1 verse 4 here says, grace and peace be unto you, which come from the one who was, who is, and who is to be. That is God the Father and the Son. which come from seven spirits of God. The spirit never speaks what he wants. He hears those from the Father.
That's
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 20, 21. They never spoke what they wanted. But what came from God, as led by Holy Spirit, are free to join on John chapter 16, verse 12 to 15. See how he had him the Spirit from the Father
and divided
him, passed them in all the seven divisions, the seven spirits of God, and they got so purified. And wonder those who speak within them, and they have funny guess and laughs what they speak in them. Men. It's a case to subtract and add in them. It's a condemnation to twist its meaning. For they are purified, they have to cleanse the church. Yes. Praise Jesus much. As you a servant of God, and you are to work in this East Department of God, is heavenly government on the earth, Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth, you have a responsibility as the teaching priest. Appear that you reveal fullness of Holy Spirit. Appear you see that He's present working. That is what will prove that there is a church you have prepared. And there will be a church which has been sanctified.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But if it's not like that,
the
problem already came in this world. There is no church. We have things out there.
Eh?
My God.
There
are those who usually ask,
how
do you say, but these eight departments of God is the government on the earth, why were they marked as they are?
So can department,
first, have department of the Church of God on the earth.
I didn't see the department.
And we end with department of Holy Spirit. Other is the first, and this one ends to prove the church which is first on the top. Yes. One opens and one shuts.
Amen.
And each never work where the other is not.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Department is government.
The first department of God is the government on the earth. It is
the
department of Holy Church of God on the earth, as it is in heaven.
Then
the second department of deacons and the bishops, still it works within church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
For
their deacons and bishops in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Then department.
Then the third department of judges of the Holy Church of God on the earth. Still, them two are within the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then department.
Then the fourth department.
Of
elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth. In the Holy Church of God on the earth. Them two are within church.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Department.
The fifth department.
For
brethren, the musicians.
This.
In the Holy Church of God on the earth. Them two are within church.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Amen. Much.
Department.
The sixth department. Of the teaching priests. In the Holy Church of God on the earth, them two are within the church. Yes.
Department,
the seventh department of the holy angels of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth, them two are within the church.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Amen. Much.
Then department,
then this department we are on to of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Department,
the eighth department
government
of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department
Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits. In the Holy Church of God on earth. It to within the church. Those are the holy ones.
Self,
it's what proves there is a church. All the rest above, no one proves that. They all go to work when this one leads them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we want to pass into the summary. All those
who've
been able to understand them, whatever we've been reading there, they have been explaining Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. That the seven golden lampstands you saw, they are the seven churches. It means without fullness of Holy Spirit appears in the center of the door of which lights even the lampstands of the seven lampstands which show fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the whole earth. Church is not there. Even these holy scriptures,
seen
them pass through seven divisions of Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, and then they sanctify us. The other, it seemeth a mystery. We shall move get revealed of it. That why these seven spirits, still they are the seven eyes of God. First, through them is where God passed to see that His church is there. The second, through them they pass scriptures, able to see in things which were. The scriptures they see, they see in things which were, which are even those going to come. All scriptures are a prophecy. Scriptures they see. Let me give you one scripture. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 8.
Abagalatia esura yokusatu nolinyiriri olwomunana.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 8.
Necha wandikibwa bwichala bedda Katonda bwalirwa. Olinyiriri olwomunana. Necha wandikibwa bwichala bedda Katonda Bwali wa amawanga obutuukirivu olw'okukkiriza ne kibuulira olubereberye Ibulayimu enjiri nti muggwe amawanga gonna mwegaliweebwa omukisa.
And the scripture foreseeing that God will justify the Gentiles through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. The scriptures they say.
Amina.
They see very well with the eyes. They see going to hell. Get away from there. You go this high. This is the way to heaven in righteousness. They see. And they see in things which were, which are, even those going to come, and they preach you the gospel. That's why he tells us, John 6:63, the words I said to you, they are spirits. They see, they are living, they are life. He said the
word
I said, they are spirit and they are life. They saw, they told Abraham.
I didn't know.
Indeed, God loves us. Every hidden secret. And He tells it to us.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, division is soka.
So, the first division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Division is soka.
The first division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The spirit of wisdom of God, who demonstrates the wisdom in the world. It is to interpret and explain the word of God. Yes.
First,
the vision of the Holy Spirit in His fullness,
the
Spirit of wisdom of God,
who
demonstrates the wisdom in the Word of God to interpret and explain. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
See, first division of Holy Spirit in His fullness, the Spirit of wisdom of God, who demonstrates the wisdom in the Word of God to interpret and to explain. Yes. Interpret and explain the Word of God. Yes. Means when He has been manifested in the church, those things have to be there.
They must treat
the only wisdom in the Word of God.
There's
no subtracting, there's no adding in them.
There's
no twisting meaning of the Word of God. Does not allow us to get out of the Word.
He
knows there's no any other wisdom except in the Word of God. Praise Jesus much. As he tells us in the Jeremiah chapter
8,
verse 8 and 9. And he says this. Jeremiah chapter 8 from verse 8.
Mwogera mutya nti tulina amagezi. Namateka ga mukama gali naffe. Naye laba, ekalamu ey'obulimbe yabawandiisi. Ewandiisi ebitali bya mazima.
How do you say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly he made it falsely. The pen of the scribes made it a lie.
Olinyoro mwenda.
Verse 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakeŋŋentererwa, bawambiddwa. Laba, baganye ekigambo kya Mukama.
The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? Yes. If you reject the word of God, there is no wisdom within you. The Spirit of wisdom of God, it never manifests. For he demonstrates wisdom only in the Word of God. In that wisdom, it interprets and it explains, and not to be there that you just pick scriptures and pour them angrily, and you think you are in the wisdom in the Word. You just pour them out like the Adventists, and are not interpreted. There is no wisdom in the Word there.
Wow.
There is no wisdom that is still in the Word of God. Like a person steals a gun and they don't know how to poke it and fight. Someone steals a sword and
his
faith,
yet
his faith shines much just as the sword. And he goes in the
world
to cut the enemy. Nothing like a wound comes on the enemy. Now that is the way it is.
Even
people who just pour the scriptures and they are not interpreted, they are not in the wisdom in the Word of God. Because wisdom in the Word of God, it interprets and it explains and does not subtract, it never adds
and
never twists the meaning of the Word of God. It knows if it twists, you will get destroyed. Yes. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 1, it says this. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1.
Ani alingo omugezigezi era ani amanyi ekigambo okitegezebwa amagezi g'omuntu gali yinza amaaso ge n'obukakanyavu bw'amaaso ge ne buwanyisibwa.
Who is as the wise man, and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face to shine, and the hardness of his face is changed. Yes.
You say
if you have wisdom in the Word,
that
person knows the interpretation of things.
kugamba mungeru mujawandikibwa.
Bring what is in the parable, in the scriptures.
Nasobola kugatta kenyiriri endala.
Turn on other verses.
Nayo leso kuvunura.
And demonstrates interpretation.
Ayingira wakiri mu division
yo kubi. This is enter in the second division.
Yomoyo mtu kumbujuvu.
Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Ayongera amageza akali mu kigambo.
Acts on wisdom in the words.
Kugaba manyo ku interpreting.
He knows how to interpret things.
Okunterpreting ekigambo cha
Katonda. Interpret the word of God.
Ebyawandikwe ebiri ku
Holy Scriptures.
Ngatanyodde makuru gabyo.
Not twisted their meaning.
Ngatatoddemu.
Not subtracted.
Era ngatayongeddemu.
Not added in them.
Bisigalenga ge magezi ngo kama tu ku.
Remain there the only holy wisdom. Yes. And they say that person who has wisdom in the word of God to say he can interpret things because he goes in wisdom in the word and even things he sees on the outward interprets them. Yes.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
And he shines in his forehead because of the light of the word within him. And
he
changed the hearts of the hard people. And
the
time he interprets, those hardened hearts, they soften. Upon which you see that wisdom that's in the word of God. It's been demonstrated in the Holy Scriptures.
And
interpretation in the word of God. The one preach almost shines in his forehead. Yes.
In his
light come out of the word. Though you've been hard, you feel getting softened. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You feel you get softened.
I've
begun to soften. Let me not dare change the whole of me. But you feel it in you. Yes.
Man
has held on to me.
Entered
in the chambers of my heart and
scratched
all the rubbish, threw it out.
Entered
in the chambers of my meditations.
Took
all wrong imaginations that I thought about God. Have you seen there? That's what they say. When you gather, don't just go for assemblings. Let there be healed, psalms, gospel, interpretation,
and
explanations. It's filled spirit of wisdom and ones who can do that. Not in those synagogues, not in religions of our brethren and the Catholics. It's impossible there. It's impossible.
So they
said there's no Holy Spirit.
Themselves
would have been temple of Holy Spirit is not in them. How is it going to be done? We have only wise people out there. The wise of the world.
But
time God destroyed the wisdom of the wise. He's brought wisdom. That's in the word. And it interprets. It explains the thing.
You
want to up off the chair, you sit down on the floor.
Amen.
And it's exceeding that I've understood much. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 14. First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 26.
Kale chiri chitia aboluganda. Bwemuku ngana. Bulimuntu alina oluyimba. Alino kuigiriza. Alina ekimubikuliddwa, alina olulimi, alina okutegeeza, byonna bikolebwenga olw'okuzimba.
How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. Yes. It has to be interpretation. Sure. Wisdom to manifest wisdom in the word. Proverbs 1 verse 1 and 2.
You see,
even our Proverbs. They are interpreted.
The kingdom
of God is appeared as
You
handle it like that. He
said
you can interpret in light of the word very well. And they are clearly understood. No riddle they trap you in the world. There is nothing. What can you bring? God, they hide dreams in darkness. In the vision, it's not hidden in proud. You search it there. Let us read, we see. Proverbs chapter
1,
verse
1.
The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Verse 2.
Okumanyanga amagezi n'okuyigirizibwanga. Okwawulanga ebigambo eby'okutegeera.
To know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. Yes. The word proverb.
Parables.
In it are words of wisdom. And instruction. Even understanding. They are within it hidden. If you bring a parable. Whether in the dream or what. May I know.
Is
there wisdom in it? Let me first listen. I hear with this ear. And the interpretation comes from this side. Oh, fine.
Agambi.
You say what?
Ay, 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 ay.
This ear enters the dream you're speaking. Or your parable.
This
enters the interpretation of what it means. Yes. I know there's no parable beyond wisdom and understanding, even counsel and mind, even knowledge. I use knowledge and lightning to see.
Oh.
You child, God has called you in the call which is the sweetest.
Amen.
There's no parable. A parable. In it is hidden wisdom. And that wisdom already is in the word.
And when you look
verses of the scriptures, everything they speak, you see it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What do you have oyo musiro sofo ya?
Yeah, those who say that one is a philosopher.
Yeah, so many
he studied theology, so my philosophy.
Thank
you for putting me less a school which teaches like that.
When it is
never taught you when he put it there. Those are theologists.
Of course,
it's the study of God in summary, as you say. But this is beyond that we study many years. You think it can be what? This is to seek God and to analyze Him. This is to just study about Him. We search Him and analyze Him. But
we speak
of wisdom in the word of God. When we speak of first division of Holy Spirit and His fullness. Division of spirit of wisdom of God.
Who
demonstrates the wisdom in the word of God. Interpretation
and to
explain the word of God. It should not involve twisting meaning. If it's not to twist in meaning,
we should
not subtract and add in our things. Right there, it sends us in the second division. For first, when he speaks,
in
2 Peter chapter 3,
verse 16,
he says like this.
Petero echo kubire sura yokusatu noli nyole 15.
2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 15.
Era mulozenga ngo kugumikiriza kwa mukama waffe bwe bulokozi. Era nga muganda waffe omwagalo Paulo mu magezi ge yawebwa bwe yawandika.
And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also according to the wisdom given unto him has written unto you. Verse 16.
Era nga mu baluwa ze zonna ngayogera kwebyo muzo omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu bye banyola era nga n'ebyawandiikibwa ebirala olw'okuzikirira kwabwe bo.
as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable twist, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Yes. You know, in the wisdom he was given, that in the word of God, studied much scriptures of the old covenant, and they added him. Both not stable and learned within God.
It brings
them problem to understand them. Have to enter spirit of understanding in the second division. They do not know how it works. That what happens? They have to twist them. As they twist other scriptures for their own destruction. Remember, they don't need to destroy themselves. But even their hearers.
But
they get not in the presentation of wisdom in the word of God.
It was
demonstrated by spirit of wisdom of God. And in doing that way,
when
they find things hard to explain and to interpret, and they subtract them out. And they add in theirs. That they can try to bring the interpretation of the thing. And then they had a curse upon a case. They began to twist the meaning. They moved from the wisdom in the word of God. For they have failed to interpret and to explain as they join a word upon a word.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Now a trouble comes. And they twist meaning when they
miss
in subtracting and adding in them.
And
there is no more wisdom in the word. The case is in Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 and 19. If you subtract from them, they brought you from the book of life. According to Revelation 22, verse 18. And if you add in them, they add you all the plagues written in this book. There are very many. I read of Deuteronomy 28, from verse 14 up to 68.
Ay, 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 ay.
My God. I saw those alone in that chapter are very many. Yet
they are
entire Bible, many of them. All in the summary. They speak of death, hell, and the lake of fire. All the punishments and summaries in there. Now, you have to remain in the wisdom in the words, and you do not twist the meaning of the Holy Scriptures. You don't subtract, you do not add in them. Praise Jesus, man. Let's read Revelation, we see. Revelation chapter 22, verse 18.
Ntegeeza buli muntu awulira ebigambo eby'obunnabbi obw'ekitabo kino. Nti omuntu yenna bw'ayongerangako ku byo, Katonda aliyongera ku ye ebibonyobonyo ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Yes. If you add in them, Revelation 22:18. If you add in them, many plagues are within this Bible. You can read Deuteronomy 28, verse 14 up to 68. You will add in them, prepare for those punishments. Then the rest will seek them in the entire Bible. Yet all in the summary, they move through death, hell, and the lake of fire. All punishments end in there. Yes. Now verse 19, it says this. Revelation chapter 22, verse 19.
Bwajangamu ebigambo eby'ekitabo eky'obunnabbi buno. Katonda alijjako omugabo gwe ku muti ogw'obulamu, ne mu kibuga ekitukuvu ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Now you subtract from them,
yongeram.
Add in them.
Botoram.
If you subtract, on the tree of life you have no portion.
Speak
of eternal life, you've not on it. Even the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God, you are not counted there.
For
Hebrews 12 verse 22-23 say they will come you in the city if you've worked in the wisdom in the world. It is like this,
this
first division of the Holy Spirit in its fullness, division of spirit of wisdom of God, who demonstrates wisdom in the word of God in interpreting and explaining.
He
does not allow you to twist meaning of the word of God, because it brings destruction of the hearers.
First,
you who twist them,
he
does not allow you to add in them, for it is meant very well.
You'll be
added on the plague is written in the book of the Bible.
It
does not allow you to subtract from them,
for
when you subtract, due to the blot from the book of life, even the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, you are not a hearer there. This one, if not subtracted and added in them, they become our wisdom among the nations. Yes. Even God appears to be near to us, for his wisdom, and
is
the only wise God is in our midst. Church which speaks things, and you find stories which are not clear, just funny stories.
When I read
Deuteronomy chapter 4, it has a word, it tells me, I know me as the teaching priest,
I know representing division,
who has to represent this division, manifestation of spirit of wisdom in the world. I'm not going
to beyond this.
I don't need to twist wisdom of the word of God. I don't need to subtract adding it, for people have not given them wisdom in the word of God. I have destroying them. They are wrong, and they are not there in the things spoken. My God. Ministers, how is it out there? You first speak with your brethren. As we go read Deuteronomy chapter 4, this division so much. The first division of the Spirit in its fullness, the spirit of wisdom of God, demonstrates the wisdom in the word of God, in interpreting and explaining the word of God, to demonstrate things of the heavens and the earth, even those of above all the heavens, in the entire new heavens and new earth, to reaching the everlasting. These very ones are once interpreted.
It's
where you will find them. Man. Let's read Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Verse
1. Gwe Isirayiri, ulira amateeka n'emisango byembayigiriza okubikolanga, mulyoke mubenga balamu, muyingire mulye ensi Mukama Katonda wabajjajjammwe gy'abawa.
Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God gives your fathers. Verse 2.
Temwongeranga ku kigambo kye mbalagira, so temukisalangako. Mukwatenga ebiragiro bya Mukama Katonda wammwe bye mbalagira.
You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Yes. He said, do not subtract. Do not add on them. It's very dangerous from the olden prophets.
On
the foundation of prophets and apostles we are planted, we are not allowed to twist meaning of the word of God. Because we move it from the wisdom of God. We move them from spirit of wisdom. And you give people things which are not there. Though they unclothe their bodies,
what
told them their spirits will never see them. They will see the opposite of all the things you told them. That is very dangerous. Very serious harm. When I read verse 5 to 7, it tells me like this. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5.
Lava. Mbayigiriza amateeka n'emisango nga Mukama Katonda bwe yandagira. Mukolenga bwe mutyo wakati mu nsi gye muyingira okugirya.
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land where you go to possess it.
Olinyoro mukaga.
Verse 6.
Kale mubyekuumenga mubikolenga. Kubanga ago ge magezi gammwe n'okutegeera kwammwe mu maaso g'amawanga aganaawuliranga amateeka ago gonna ne googera nti mazima eggwanga lino ekkulu be bantu ab'amagezi era abategeera.
Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Hey,
yes. If we've kept these scriptures and we do not twist their meaning, if we don't subtract and add into them, but we can interpret their meaning as they are, even to explain. That is wisdom.
Amen.
Our understanding. And what degraded church in that appeared as people don't understand, to appear in the word of God, and they twist its meaning, they subtract from it, they add within it, because they had not spirit of wisdom,
who
interprets the word of God as it is.
Oh,
my God. And again, if you still have wisdom in the word of God, the only wise God is right there. Now see how we speak as today. One would reach here and they say God is not present here. They first hear another wisdom before they see all the others. They say, I've not seen power, but I've saw God. And I've seen him heal in wisdom. You know, a foolish God. God who never quit heaven and earth. When he heals you, first rolls you on the floor. But every day we see him.
In
power and wisdom is joined them together. He grows trees when they don't make noise. And they grow taller and they it will make noise. You don't hear them make noise. I feel a branch coming. But God indeed is our God. After you have wisdom in the word, and the nations answer like that. Let's read verse 7 you hear.
Deuteronomy
chapter 4, verse 7.
Kubanga gwanga chi, edina katonda abali okumpi, nga Mukama Katonda wa Februari, butumuko ulanga.
For what nation is there so great that has God so near unto them, as the Lord our God is on all things, that we call upon for him?
And
after wisdom is demonstrated in the world, God is right near. Just simple prayers, and he's answered them.
This
you make noise in the synagogues where I see you. Look at those in religions. our brethren, the Catholics, Protestants, those in the beliefs, they put their scriptures have no interpretation. They have no wisdom of God. God is very far from them.
Bible
says he is the only wise God. Where there is wisdom, it is what? It's where he is.
Yes. Is it Jody?
Yes.
Let me say what Jody.
Jody. The baruwa ya Jody esoka nolu nyiriri oruwabili mutano.
Jude chapter 1 verse 25.
Katondo omu yeka omuloko ziwa fe. Kuwa Yesu Kristo mukama wa fe. Awewenga echitibwa obukuru na manyi nobu yinza. Edda nedda n'emirembe n'emirembe.
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 17.
Yes.
Timoseo ekisooke sule soko nyira 17.
Okay. Jude chapter 1 verse 25.
Muluzungu bachiraga.
To the only wise God.
Ewa muruganda lutabula.
Uganda is confusing.
Aha.
To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Yes. The only wise God. Now, how dare you tell me that church has the wise God and you speak foolish things? That check your neighbor if they have pubic hairs. Foolish God and is right there. The only wise God. There is the spirit of wisdom.
The
wisdom in the word is demonstrated and it interprets every scripture and it explains. When it explains you things how they are, as they were, as they are, as they will be in the entire heavens and all the earth, even the entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens up to the everlasting. And when you reach there, you will see they are the exact. And they are the exact. This word of twisting meaning of scriptures, you will reach there and they are never there.
As
heaven, they spoke it wrongly, they meant hell.
And
you end in hell. I heard those who came from there and they said they went in the heavenly journey. That they reached in heavens, they were funny structures. The scriptures of wisdom. Where have you read heavens and there are funny structures in there? Have you seen the madness?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But the teaching priests have a teaching priest with three trumpets. Every day is there to appear and
they
command single portion of spirit of wisdom. In the single portion, explain wisdom in the word it are written and others. When
he entered
double portion,
he
goes into things of creation
and
wisdom he puts there is of creation.
For
he said, lay foundations of the earth with wisdom.
Not
only the and you look to the earth how it was created. The wisdom. Amen. On the four corners of the earth, there are angels. There are ropes upon which is stretched the earth. You see wisdom.
You
come in the church and things spoken there. They cannot preach how it was created. And you say, indeed,
this
water, is it the holy water or Holy Spirit is the Holy One? For in the wisdom of God, all the water, as it created in Genesis,
it
has never named it holy water. Not. In the wisdom or foundation of creation.
Yes.
But everything he created, he saw it is good. He blessed it. He
did
call it blessing. Blessed. He blessed. He gave a blessing to it. Yes. In the wisdom of creation, there is no tree which is blessed. Why don't we begin from there tomorrow? May God bless you. Finish those 7 divisions of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Thank you for coming. Thank you for believing. Thank you for listening, believing, putting in action, and to be ready to spread to all nations, to make them disciples of our Lord Jesus, as the promise and the command in Matthew 28 verse 18 up to 20. And he said that we call make a nation disciples, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teach them all he commanded. We do always like that. You see the blessing of God.
Amen.
Amen.